When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 23rd edition. Hope you guys had a good Thursday. Recording a little early today. Still have the three evening games to go, but we're going to knock this out. I got some free time in the afternoon here. 10 games for you on Friday. If you have questions, you can hit me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. You can find my written content at Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon. You also get my cheat sheet Monday through Friday, slate dependent, of course. And podcast, Quick Hits, Always Pressing, Bubba in the Bloom, Bench with Bubba, First Pitch. All that'll get tweeted out from my account at BDentrick. All right, 10 games. There's four games starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, so it's a small four-game slate early. Your main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, and here are the totals we have for now. Mets-Phillies, total of 9. Mariners-Orioles, 8. A's-Jays, 9. Brewers-Guardians, 8. Red Sox-White Sox, 8.5. Angels-Rockies, 11.5. Nationals-Padres, 8. Astros-Dodgers, 9. Diamondbacks-Giants, 8. Still waiting on a few totals. A lot of pitching things are up in the air still, but they're going to be kind of a lot of bullpen-slash-call-up situations if things change. But for now, we rock, we roll. Your highest-priced pitcher on this 10-game slate is Logan Webb at $10,400 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I like Webb a lot. I'm not sure I'm paying that price tag for Webb. He's been very, very good. Very great, good floor. If you want a cash game pitcher, that's fine. Not sure you need to pay that much. The thing I'm worried about just Arizona. They're a very good offense right now, pounding the baseball, striking out less than 20% of the time over the last 3 weeks versus right-handed pitching. While they hit 277 with a 190 ISO, very good offense right now. Webb has managed to kind of limit damage by getting ground balls and strikeouts and whatnot. But 10-4, not a tournament play for me with Webb. Could play him in cash if you want to. I'd rather look at guys like Logan Gilbert, $9,800 at the Baltimore Orioles. Gilbert's coming off a couple duds against the White Sox and the Angels. He makes for a tournament play, though, because the ceiling is there with Gilbert. Overall production has been murky. Faces Baltimore, striking out 23% of the time versus righty, hitting 264 with a 199 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So Baltimore swinging it well. I wouldn't be shocked if they get Cedric Mullins and or Ryan Mountcastle back on Friday. That should be announced at some point during the day if they'll be back or they play one more rehab start. But those guys have already played a couple games in AAA. Mullins went deep on Wednesday night. So they're moving quickly back to the bigs. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're in the lineup. So when you look at Logan Gilbert, strictly a tournament YOLO play. I wouldn't go too crazy with that one. Lucas Giolito's $9,600. And, man, he's been pitching better of late. His last start, he only had 5 Ks over 5 innings, which kind of hampered his overall production. But he's been very good. The Ks, 5 or more Ks in 4 straight starts, 5 innings or more in 4 straight starts, 15 or more points in 3 of 4. He's $9,600, though. Like, he's got to be better than that. He has not shown the ceiling to be better than that. And Boston's swinging decent bats. So another guy similar to Gilbert. GPPs, sure. Otherwise, it's just tough to trust what he's got going right now. But now we're starting to have some fun here. And we start in the mid-price range here with Joe Musgrove, $8,800. Last time out, he only had the 1K, but he still had 6 innings, 2 earned runs. That's 5 straight starts, at least 5 innings, 4 or 5 or 6. He's got 3 earned runs or less in all those starts. And he's got 5 or more Ks in 3 of the 4 starts. Before the last start, he got at least 17 points in every start. So it's kind of surprising. We know he's got that shoulder bursitis thing he's got dealing with. And he will face the Nationals, who don't strike out a ton, a 15.6% strikeout rate over the last 3 weeks versus right-handed pitching, hitting 277 with a 167 ISO. So we talk about the Nats. They're a pesky, pesky team that'll just kind of like bludgeon you to death. But at the same time, $8,800 for Joe Musgrove it does bring a phenomenal floor to this slate. Don't mind him at all. My top pitcher in these price range here is Brian Bello at $8,400. No one should be surprised by that. If you listen to the show, the hard part is he's been so cheap. But now, like lately, he was not on three slates, then 7K, 63, 57, 63. We've been playing him every freaking time. Now he's up to $8,400, and he gets the Chicago White Sox, who hope to have Tim Anderson back after the day off on Thursday. But a White Sox team striking out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 209 with a 166 ISO. Brian Bello at $8,400, like him a lot on this slate. Taiwan Walker, $7,700. So this is definitely a slate where you can kind of punt pitching for the most part and see where it goes from there. So Taiwan Walker at $7,700. At home against the New York Mets, he's three straight gems. We rode with him against the A's at 7K. He's getting the price bump a bit here, but five or more innings in three straight starts, one total run over those three starts, one total run. And he has five or more Ks in those three starts, eight or more Ks in two of those three starts. Faces the New York Mets. You know, Big Meat Pete came back a few days ago, went deep on Wednesday. They're a team that's striking out 24% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks while hitting 229 with a 167 ISO. So Walker is in play on this slate at 7,700. A couple cheaper options down below 7K now. Yeah, Sheehan's going up against Houston. I'm very nervous about that. I will say this much, though. When you look at the Houston Astros, where did they go? I don't know why they did. 22% K rate versus righties, 231 average, 185 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So if you really want to with Sheehan at 65, you can. I think he's going to be kind of popular, actually, but maybe not because it's Houston. But he could be a punt at 65. Your other punt down here would be Dane Dunning at $5,700 against the New York Yankees. We love Dunning against Toronto. Got you 15 points. Had a couple duds in between that. He brings an okay floor. The ceiling is not elite, but he faces a Yankees team in the Bronx, striking out 23% of the time versus righties with a 188 average and a 165 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So that'd be definitely a spot to target on this slate. But overall, pitching is tough, which kind of makes you want to take some of the high-priced guys, but you don't need to. Like, I like Webb at 10-4. Gilbert and Giolito have their tournament appeal, but for the most part, I'm probably going Bello at 84, Musgrove at 88, Walker at 77. Those are the main plays I'm liking on this slate. And then we'll kind of have to see where the dust settles elsewhere, because, you know, Bieber's there against Milwaukee, but Biebs has been, not too excited about that either. So keep an eye on that one. But mainly Musgrove, Bello, and Walker right now are the main three I'm looking at on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Let's talk hitting on this 10-game Friday slate. At the catcher's position for you here, you got Will Smith versus J.P. France at 57. France is kind of taking a few steps back after those early starts. So you can go to Will Smith if you'd like in the Dodgers. Otherwise, you save a little bit of money here. And you start with guys like Kyle Raleigh versus Kyle Gibson at 45. Jonah Heim versus Severino. I'll go right back to Texas in the Bronx here. That short porch and right. Jonah Heim at $4,400 is outstanding. We know how we feel about that. We got Coors Field in play. We got the Angels versus the Rockies. Patrick Sandoval has been bad. So Elias Diaz at $4,200 is a really good play as well. So Heim 44, Diaz 42. That's where I'd start at the catcher's position. If you want to save some money, though, you can get cheaper with the likes of Patrick Bailey versus Zach Davies at 33. He'd be one to look at. Jorge Alfaro and Coors against Sandoval at 31. I mentioned it when they were in Great American Small Park that I liked Alfaro because he's cheaper than Diaz, and Alfaro went deep. It's not going to happen every time, but the gap in price, you're saving $1,100. Alfaro, in theory, actually has more power than Diaz. Diaz might be a better hitter than Alfaro, but not by much. So and Diaz will hit like cleanup where Alfaro will hit sixth or seventh, so there's a little bit of a difference for DFS-wise there. But for $1,100, I'll take Alfaro at 31 all day long if you're just debating between the two. Our buddy Yainer Diaz is up to 3K today against Sheehan, so no problem with Diaz at 3K, but yeah, Alfaro at 31, you'd probably just take that unless you want to be a little different. Wallach of the Angels should get the start versus Lefty Freeland. Wallach's $2,800 in Coors. I like that. Other than that, though, value-wise, not a ton else. I'm looking to target outside of that, like Alfaro at 31, Diaz at 3K. Wallach, decent values if you need them at the catcher's position. First base for you on this one. You got Shohei and Coors at 67 versus Freeland. That's totally fine. You got Freeman versus France at 62. That's good as well. Brandon Drury, we always love versus a lefty. Nythum and Coors Field. Drury's first base, second base at 5K. That is a solid look too. We get cheaper though, our Texas stack. This is why it's going to be fun. Texas, great offense. Severino's been booty. The velocity's been down. It's been rough. And now you get Coors Field to take ownership away from the best offense on the slate in Texas. That's always fun. So keep that in mind. Nothing against Coors. It's a great matchup. Freeland Sandoval, target the hell out of them. But Texas is like the best offense in baseball. One of like the top three offenses in baseball in New York against Severino. That's beautiful. So Nathaniel Lowe at $4,200 is a nice price tag. Some cheaper ones, though. You got the likes of Josh Naylor versus Miley at 37, if you want to go there. Ryan O'Hearn, yeah. He's been hitting it well, but I'm not looking to attack it. Logan Gilbert, if you think Gilbert's broken, though, I mentioned he's been struggling a ton. O'Hearn's $3,200 for a little value. I'd rather take the value on Tristan Casas at $2,900 versus Giolito. That'd be the angle I'd go to if I'm looking for first base value, or even Ryan Noda at 27 versus Chris Bassett, who's been struggling a little bit. A value that I played on Wednesday, if he's in the Rockies lineup, and he should be with the lefty on the mound, Eliezer Montero is $2,600. I believe he hit fifth on Wednesday and went deep. He's a boomer bust type guy, but for $2,600 in Coors Field, that's a very, very strong value that you can look at. Second base for you on the slate, you got Semien at 61. If you're going with the Texas stack, go for it. Thairo Estrada, if you're going full on giant stack, you can. It'll be a super low owned stack. I get the appeal, but it'd be more in a multi-entry setup for me. If you're 20 max or whatever, get some Giants action. I don't think you really need to force it on this slate, though. Ketel Marte's been on fire. I'm just going to mention him. Brandon Drury's at 5K. We know how we feel about that. Some other guys down here. Hyung-Sung Kim went deep on Thursday against Alex Wood and company. He's $3,800 versus Corbin. Andrés Giménez playing well. He's 36 versus Miley. That's kind of been my mid-price second baseman of choice this past week. So that's been good. I just realized the Braves are on that early four-game slate. That's why it's awfully and the Rays. So two of your better teams. That's why Texas stands out even more on this slate. Going to 3K and below, though, you got Christian Arroyo versus Giolito at 3K. He'd be one for you. And then Harold Castro, if he's somehow in the Rockies lineup, he's $2,400 versus Sandoval, but I don't think he's the value you have to force into the lineup. Tony Kemp, like we did it with Jace Peterson, Tony Kemp, these guys are streaky, so you want the streaky guys for value when they're streaking, obviously. Tony Kemp's $2,100. He's hitting .381 over the last 10 games. I was watching him in the Gavin Williams start, and a lot of things stood out to me there. He's not going to have a ton of power, but he can steal some bags. And he leads off, so he scores right. He's got 8 runs scored over the last 10 games. He's averaging 6 points per game with the upside of a little more. Like he's got 4, 12, 19, 7 over his last 4, and he's been the bare minimum pretty much. So if you need an uber punt, Tony Kemp at $2,100, he's not bad. There'll probably be better ones in like the outfield or something, but it's a guy to keep in mind. Third base, you got Devers at 57. I like J-Ram at 54 versus Miley. Machado went deep on Thursday. He's 53 versus Patrick Corbin. Machado likes a lefty. He's going to get going. The metrics are still very good on him. Gunnar Henderson's $4,800 versus Gilbert. I like that quite a bit. And you got Josh Young at 47. We like our Texas stack. Ryan McMahon against the lefty, I don't care. McMahon is hitting everything right now. He's in Coors Field at 46. Like, this is where DraftKings bugs me. Like, McMahon doesn't have the name value as these guys above him. Okay, fine. Doesn't have, like, the long-term pedigree. Fine. But what McMahon's doing in, like, the last month to month and a half, and now he's in Coors Field, he should be, like, one of the top two or three price guys. Like, that's just silly. So, $4,600 for McMahon. That's a great play. Justin Turner, his price tag's been coming up. Love him still at 43 versus Giolito. I like Giolito. Like, I don't want to stack against Giolito, but Justin Turner's been almost matchup-proof right now. So if you don't want the McMahons, the Youngs, the Gunners, and you need to save a few bucks, Turner at 43 is not too shabby. Going down below, low threes into the twos, though, there's not a ton down here worth jumping up and down over. Like, Jace Peterson's down here. He's kind of cooled down a little bit. Yeah, that's about it at first glance, looking at these. There will be some, obviously, that I'm missing, but just keep them in mind. Shortstop, Corey Seager, 64, is an outstanding play. I mentioned his price is worth every penny because he hits the ball so much, gets on base, in the middle of the order, driving and runs, scoring runs. Like, he just does it all. He's got that short porch and right. I wouldn't be shocked if Corey Seager takes Severino deep on Friday night. Like, it's the perfect storm for Corey Seager at $6,400. I like Mookie Betts at 63. That's totally fine. He's outfield shortstop. Just depends on what day of the week. If he's outfield second or outfield short, he's outfield short for the slate. Gunnar Henderson at 48. We're on board with that. I got Jeremy Pena down here. Ahmed Rosario at 36. He's been playing very, very well, putting up double-digit points on a regular basis as well. He's been accumulating, which is what he does well. Ezekiel Tovar should be back from the paternity list on Friday. I'm reading it just to make sure. Yep, he was reinstated on Thursday. So Ezekiel Tovar is back from the paternity list. He's $3,200 against Patrick Sandoval. And Tovar was hitting the ball extremely well before his wonderful wife, I'm assuming wonderful wife, had their first child. So Ezekiel Tovar, $3,200 is a really good value in Coors. Other than that, though, that'll do it at the position. Outfield, you got Shohei at 67. Tatis is awesome versus Corbin at 66. You got Trout and Coors at 65. At least they got priced up accordingly. Betts at 63 is totally cool. But like Soto versus Corbin, lefty-lefty, that's sneaky nice at 59 because most won't go there. Yeah, Adelis Garcia versus Severino at 55. I'm on board with that. Yoshida's been swinging it well. He's 53. Like, the Red Sox offense has been getting much, much better. So don't just write them off completely. That's why it's hard. Like, I'd love to play Giolito. Tournaments, I get it. Otherwise, like in my three max, I'll probably have one Giolito. Just put it that way. But it's not like all warm and fuzzy. JD Martinez at 5K. He's cooled down a little bit, but a great matchup versus JP France. Christian Yelich versus pitch to contact Bieber at 48. What I'm really curious to see here, now Bieber could be a GPP wild card too, because his last outing, he got swings and misses and struck dudes out. We have not been seeing that from Shane Bieber. So that was interesting. And Milwaukee's got a ton of swing and miss. Otherwise, Milwaukee's just going to take him to pound town. It's like a perfect storm situation. So that'll be a fun one with Biebs. So you could see Biebs as well as an option as the slate builds up. Mid 4Ks now. You got Renfro versus a lefty and Coors at 45. That is awesome. You got Taylor Ward versus Freeland at 44 is awesome as well. So those are two plays we really, really like. Cheaper options. Nolan Jones is only $4,100. You guys know my feeling on Nolan Jones by now. Love him. You got Randall Grichuk versus a lefty and Coors at 4K. So the Coors stack is going to be easy to build. Just put it that way. Very affordable. Very affordable, especially without having to pay for high price pitching on this slate. And Chalk has been doing well. So beware. But as the great Dyer says in the chat, the first game in Coors is not always the easiest game, usually a low-run scoring game, so keep that in mind. Mid-3Ks and below now. Estuary Ruiz, I'm going to keep talking about him. He's $3,300. Leody Taveras is $3,300. Those are both really good values. Ezekiel Duran's only 32. He's only outfield eligible now. That's interesting. He's a good value also. You got Brenton Doyle at 31 for the Rockies. He's sitting towards the top of the order on Wednesday versus a lefty, so we'll see how that pans out. That can bring some big value if he's back atop that order. Luis Matos is 3K for the Giants. He keeps getting on base, either hits or walks. He scored over 10 runs already in like his first seven games. Very productive for 3K, accumulating there. The power will come eventually. So that's a nice little guy to have checked off for you. And other than that, like Aaron Hicks is down here at 27. He keeps somehow getting it done. Jake Bowers is 27. He's like the boomer bust value. He's looking like Jolks at 26 for Houston's another nice value. Gets on steals bags like crazy. Brandon Belt, I believe, is back. Yeah, he got reinstated from the IL on Wednesday. He's $2,500. He's first base outfield versus Caprillion. He could be an interesting value. He was actually swinging it pretty well before he went to the IL. So keep him on your radar. And then other than that, not a ton right now, but we will obviously have more value when lineups come out on Friday. All right, recapping your pitching. There's big dogs up top. You can obviously go for your Webbs, your Gilberts, your Giolitos, even Bieber. But where I'm doing my main focus right now, it's Musgrove at 88, Bayo at 84, Taiwan Walker at 77, and if you have to have a punt, Sheehan at 65. Now, if you're stacking them up, you got lots of ways to go here. I don't mind Seattle versus Gibson. Love Texas for Severino. That's one of my favorites. Watch for the rain in the Northeast, by the way. But I like Texas in that one. You could look at Boston versus Geo if you want, but we'll stay there away from that for now. You got your Coors stack, LA and Colorado. I prefer, actually, I think the Colorado side to be contrarian, but both are very much in play. And then Dodgers versus JP France would be another one. And the Padres versus Patrick Corbin. Corbin's managed to limit the damage. I'll give him that much. Padres team's warming up. So my main plays would be a Texas stack with Coors Field, sprinkling in with some Brian Bayo, and either Walker or Musgrove. That's where I'd be leaning at this point in time. Again, I'm recording earlier than usual. Have some stuff going on. I had a free window here, so I wanted to jump in and get it for you. Make sure you have the podcast on Friday. But that'll do it. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a fun one. I'm on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK, with your questions. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 23rd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.